The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are stress and toxins merely a factor of what we are putting in our bodies? What if a good deal of this can influence the state of our health? Welcome to Vibrant Life with Dr. Shanhong Liu. It's time to learn more about the chemical revolution, what it really means, and what you can do about it. Now, here is your host, Dr. Liu.
Welcome to the fourth episode of Vibrant Life. And how many people have experienced a lot of challenges, yet they are unaware they are environmental challenges? And recently in our local area, beautiful place of Northern California, we have had two teenagers took their life. Recently, that was actually quite disturbing to the local community. And as we know, more and more young people are experiencing declining health, confusion, not only mentally, but also spiritually, emotionally. And what I really realized, people living today have more environmental challenges than people living, let's say, 50 to 100 years ago. And many people are unaware 60 to 80% of the modern life challenges are actually induced or strongly associated with the environmental changes in our environment. And recently, you know, I really did not realize how important it is to detoxify until I started seeing some incredible results where people, you know, go on a detox program. And when they detoxified, even within 3 to 6 months, their eyes look different, their mind is different, their whole energy body is different. And they said, you know, Dr. Liu, we feel clear, strong, and we suddenly feel great. And you know, for the longest time, I never considered myself as being toxic because I, you know, really eat healthy. I consider myself eating really healthy, living in a very clean environment. But for the past 25 years, I realized how much I have come to understand the toxic stockpiling phenomena and where are all the toxins are from, you know. And oftentimes we talk about the air pollution and the water we drink and the clothing we wear and the household, you know, chemicals we use to clean our house. Even the fire retardants on the sofa we sit on it every day. And the amount of, you know, formaldehydes, bromated fire retardants, and also, you know, utensils we use, including aluminum and BPA, which is a chemical that was a pharmaceutical estrogen, is now being used in containers and lining of the canned food. Now, if we don't look at it, of course, we assume somebody is looking out for the safety information, right? But unfortunately, our Environmental Protection Agent is, you know, really overworked and is really underfunded. And many, many of the chemicals we use every day, even we consume every day, are, you know, never tested, have never been tested for not only acute, you know, short-term effect on human being, on children and animals. And most of them never had long-term studies. Unfortunately, many of the chemicals, 10, 20 years later, we discovered, oh my God, these chemicals are totally cancer-causing agents. Some of the classic examples are chemicals like that no longer are allowed to be used here, such as DDTs and PCBs. Unfortunately, many of these chemicals have a very long half-life. They are hard to biologically degrade. And when you look at the Earth is a very small, enclosed environment. Many people say, I don't use the Roundups. I don't use the chemicals on my lawn, but my neighbor does. Or, I don't use it here, but in Florida, we use a lot of insecticides. And we didn't realize what happened when other area, people use more chemicals is they go into our water system. And where does all the water eventually go? They all flow into the sea. What happened with the atmosphere? The water, the cloud are evaporations of, mostly ocean water. And of course, with climate change and air movement, around the globe, and I can safely and pretty accurately say we are more in one than ever in terms of the exposure to environmental pollutions. Now, when we come into the pollution issue, we are kind of prone to be a little bit of negative. And what I really want to emphasize is, yes, this is a inconvenient truth that we are living in the chemical world. But we also want to say my intention today in this episode is not to scare anyone, is not to create fear living situation. It's simply to raise the awareness about the environmental pollutions. To raise awareness is number one step. Number first step is to understand that pollution, chemical pollution, heavy metal pollution, dirty electronic pollution, electrical pollution, radiation, GMOs, these are things that we created for the modern life convenience. Unfortunately, 80% of these chemicals and modern interventions have never been studied in the long term. So we need to know that. We need to be aware, right? Now, the second thing in my talk today is we're going to focus on why every day we can live in a very proactive life. We can detoxify every day. And what area we need to really simply take actions to make sure our detoxification is sustainable, is simple, and is safe, and most important, effective. Effective, safe detoxification are extremely important in our daily life as modern human beings. I do feel it is no longer a luxury, but a necessity to live a vibrant life in the increasingly challenging environment of today. At this point, I like to go over a few facts of environmental medicine. Okay, now environmental medicine is a new branch of medicine. And they, the group of physicians, naturopathic physicians and medical doctors, their focus are on the environmental causes of diseases and especially the highly used chemicals in human life. And they found over 3,800 daily highly used chemicals. Less than half have been tested in humans. Less than 10% have ever been tested in children. Thank you for so far. We're going to go into a commercial break.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vibrant Life, Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Liu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Dr. Liu at drliumd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
Everyone, I'm back online. I apologize. I live in a very small area, so the internet sometimes gets interrupted, and that actually brings up to some of the new challenges we're seeing today, as you know, Wi-Fi and electromagnetic frequencies and smart meters, a new challenge. We have seen quite a few cases of severe sensitivity to dirty electrics. And anyway, we are coming into talking about environmental medicine as one of the main branch of medical interest and specialties. And physicians have studied over 256 chemicals that have been exposed to normal working adult Americans. And these are not professional exposure studies. They are simply looking at the regular exposure as daily life. What they have discovered is these non-occupationally exposed chemicals, 215 of these reveal the average of 91 toxins per person in the body of these people. What they discovered among these toxins, 76 of them are linked to cancer. 94 are linked to toxic brain syndrome. 86 interfere with the hormone system. 79 cause birth defects or abnormal development in children. 77 are toxic to the reproductive system. 77 of these 256 chemicals discovered in people are absolutely toxic to the immune system. So when we look at the significance of these daily encountered chemicals, which are found in modern human healthy people, is we become quite concerned what are the accumulated effects in producing the chronic disease epidemic. And of course, when we become aware of these chemicals, we become passionate about detoxification. We become passionate about empower people to understand making the right choices, eating organic food, eating healthy, nutritional, dense food, make sure we do something on our part, can really prevent and decrease the risk of chronic diseases that happens way too often in young people, way too many in our society. When we come down to detoxification, of course, there will be a lot of questions. I actually spoke with a few listeners about detoxification. And I asked people, how do they detoxify? People, you know, usually associated doing a cleanse. And many of them do water cleanse, they do juicing, they do some kind of fasting, which I think are all good tools to cleanse the body. But nevertheless, there's so much more confusion about detoxification than there are about how to detoxify. There are different people going to detox center, they do a colon therapy, and some people think going to the sauna are good ones. So confusions are real. And so that I've seen that in my practice and also talking to listeners. I also clearly have discovered there could be unsafe detoxifications if people are not prepared to detoxify. And that is actually one of the main concerns I have as a medical doctor, because I do not want to see unsafe detoxification happen in people. So I really want to elaborate into how do we look for areas of important points. I summarized, you know, based on my knowledge in the past 7 years, helping people to effectively move toxin out of the body, move fat, you know, laden toxins, toxin-laden fat out of the body, how to safely lose weight, right? And I went to an environmental medicine convention, and one of the physicians was at the actually giving a case report regarding this this medical doctor who was trying to lose weight, and he actually became very, very tired. He fell asleep after work, or sometimes during work he was having a headache, and then he went to see one of the specialists in environmental medicine and had his blood, urine and hair tested and stool samples taken. And it turns out when he was trying to lose that 25 pounds of toxic fat, he was releasing a large amount of chemicals that really influence his body. And, you know, I'm so glad he was able to address that right away and think about all those toxins are released during the weight loss process. And some of the toxins can be, you know, quite toxic to the brain and central nervous system. And oftentimes they're relocated to fatty tissues such as the brain, the breast, and many of the reproductive organs. So again, how do we detoxify safely and effectively? Four things, 4 points, where you can say, you know, when we decided to detoxify now every day, what we should look at before we take the action. The first one is body temperature. I found out you know, the age of the person is very important, because older people tend to have a lower temperature. People who have hypothyroid tend to have lower body temperature. Now, when the body temperature is less than 98.6 degrees during the day, right, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit is the normal body temperature. When that temperature is too low, I have so many people that say, you know, Dr. Liu, my temperature was always in the 96. My temperature was always in the 97. I was always 95. I don't sweat. What that means is that, number one, the detoxification involves lots of enzymes. Those enzymes will not be fully functioning. Number two, when the body is too cold, the body just does not move the toxin very effectively. And most people with cold temperature have underdiagnosed hypothyroid, so they don't have a very good bowel movement either. And those people will not sweat very easily. So again, the temperature of the body is extremely important. So first thing I would do is get a thermometer and measure your basal body temperature for 7 to 10 days. For women who are menstruating, I strongly recommend to measure your temperature between day 1 and day 14, because, you know, after you ovulate, you actually raise your body temperature. So that's the first thing. Also, why we need to talk about the age. Older people tend to have more toxins accumulated over lifetime. Now, some young people actually have more toxins if they don't live a very healthy lifestyle. So you really have to look at the biological age of the organs. People that drink alcohol chronically may have a very old liver, because the liver has been loaded with, you know, toxins from the lifestyle choice of drinking too much alcohol. So again, the age of the detox organs are very important. Now, detox organs including liver, kidney, skin, and in women are actually reproductive system. You know, the menstrual flow is a top of the detoxification process too. So number one, temperature, age of the person need to be considered. Older people have lower temperature, and we really need to respect that. The second thing I really encourage everybody to look at is, are we missing the cellular detox abilities of people? Now, intracellular detoxification are highly dependent on glutathione, sulfation is the second step. Glucuronidation is one of the most important cellular detoxification. Oftentimes, people are missing, even in very incredibly high-quality nutritional program for detox. I've seen a very, very few company actually emphasize on the cellular detox step. There is a book actually discuss about this process by Dr. Thomas Slager called Calcium Deglucurate, or Glucurate, a Nutrient Against Cancer, that fully explain the glucuronidation and the process of cellular detoxification. Number three, I want people to see and examine in their life is, how is their body, how is the nutritional state of individual? Am I acidic? Am I on acidic diet? Now, what is acidic diet? Acidic diet is mainly white food, you know, cheese, egg, meat, are very acidic. Bread, flour, of course, sugar, are very acidic. We don't want the body to be too acidic when we are trying to detoxify the body, right? That's really important. And we don't want the body to be too alkaline either, because the pH of the body need to be at 7.45 plus minus 0.05. And there's a reason for that range, because most of the enzymes that are very, very important in detoxification require a pH slightly alkaline, not extremely alkaline, because extremely alkaline and extremely acidic, both are not good for the enzyme activity. Both will denature the enzyme as proteins. The fourth element in detoxification is the three channels of elimination. The three channels of elimination need to be supported, and we want to make sure they are working. What are the three channels of elimination? Number one, skin. Are your skin, you know, is your skin warm, right? Are you able to sweat? So that's very important elimination. Number two is bowel movement. Many people are constipated, and recently they found out, you know, constipation is actually a risk factor, a very high risk factor above genes in terms of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease risk. So again, constipation can be related to the inability to eliminate the toxins that come out of the liver. Now, why constipation is so important? It's such a bad thing. Well, because most of the toxins are coming out from the liver, you know, finally processed by the phase two detox in the liver. They come out into the small bowel, and then they move down a long journey to the colon. And many, many of the toxins during this process can be reactivated or recycled back into the liver through the enterohepatic recycling system. And that is one of the reasons we want the bowel movement to be 2 to 3 bowel movement a day as healthy bowel movement. If people have a healthy bowel movement, the toxins and excessive hormones will be eliminated through the bowel movement very effectively. A recent study also shown the reason heavy metal detox is very difficult is because there is a block on the epithelial cell surface with toxic chemicals, so we're not able to release the heavy metal effectively from the bowel movement elimination. Again, I want to tell everyone, if you know this situation sounds familiar, where if you have somebody you know who are suffering from toxic chemical exposure, toxic chemical related symptoms, or living in a toxic environment, and please call me at 530-926-1000 or email me your question at drlumd.com. And you can also text me at 530-925-0565.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Vital, vibrant health is your natural, normal state. Your body is a powerful, self-correcting, self-healing miracle. When your body is assisted in eliminating the thousands of toxic influences, it controls stress and supports in reawakening its inherent capacity. That vital, vibrant life can be yours. To receive individual coaching from Dr. Liu or one of her carefully selected and trained associates, please email Dr. Liu at drluemd.com or visit the Mount Shasta Integrative Medicine website at drluemd.com. That's Dr. Liu at drluemd.com.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Vibrant Life, Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Liu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Dr. Liu at drluemd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
Welcome back, everyone. And we actually are ready to take a call to see what is the listener, thinking about. So let's see.
Hello, Dr. Liu. You were speaking at the beginning of the show about, people who within just a few months start to feel a shift and a turnaround after detoxing. And I just wanted to share with you that for many, many years, from early, actually late teens and early adult life, I began meditating and meditated daily ever since. I ate really good food. When it became, organic food became more available, I started in that direction. I always leaned in the direction of natural supplements. I exercised. I did all these things to take care of myself emotionally and spiritually, and still I did not feel good. I constantly battled with anxiety. At best I was able to manage it, and thank goodness I had tools to do that, but I just never felt free of it. And I always felt like my body was just constantly fighting my soul. I was told by my doctor that she wished I could be, the poster child for her blood work because it was so good. But yet I just still didn't feel good. And as I reached my early 60s, I felt something shutting down in me, like really major something shutting down. And I just felt like, I was even in love. I'd met the man of my dreams. Not to overuse that term at all, but truly I felt and still do that he is my true soulmate. And and still I just thought, well, I don't want to live. I wasn't suicidal per se, but I just felt like I was done living.
And do you feel still like that tonight now?
What? No. And so what happened was I told a friend about it, and she told me about this detoxification program, and I decided I would try it. And literally within about 4 to 6 weeks, I experienced this complete shift in my way of thinking. And within just a few months, I really felt like I just had this restored sense of overall well-being and happiness. And it's become a part of my daily life now to do this, and I just feel better every single day. So lend a personal experience to what you're talking about. Hopefully those that are listening would feel, inspired by what's happened for me.
Absolutely. Now, Anasuya, one thing, I know you are an incredibly busy person, and how important it is for you to have, and you're also 60 years old, so how important it is for you that a program need to be simple? Because I have, I live in Mount Shasta, California. I have people spend their life savings and trying to detoxify. And the protocol is so complicated, just by looking at it, I become very, very pretty much giving up before I even started. So anyway, and if the detox is too stressful, and that's not good either, because we, we have been talking about the stress and how stress can completely causing hormonal chaos, right? So how important it is for you to do a simple.
This program that you helped me with was so great, because not only is it simple and easeful, there's no trauma to the body during, as most programs that even I had tried before for detoxing were. And it had to be simple for me. It had to be something that was, easeful on my body, as well as the time that it took, and financially as well. And I found out that I could basically cut my other supplement stuff and bill in half, because I wasn't taking four bottles of things. Digestive stuff, I could just take one for the cost. And so all of it together was really helpful.
That's so fabulous, Anna Suya. Thank you for sharing. And that actually opened up a little curiosity box here among our listeners. And I really want to talk about it because I do feel when we talk about the problems, when we talk about the 4 points that we need to pay attention to, now we're going to focus on the solutions because solutions are life-changing. Problems, you know, the awareness of the problems could be kind of discouraging, but solutions will bring hope. Sometimes hope is the first thing that we need to put into our consciousness. We need to educate people about having hope and also having faith, because whatever we're going through today in life is meant to be. And we all are part of the creation. We can't really blame anyone for the chemical pollutions because they did bring in, you know, prosperity for lots of companies and people. And it gave jobs to people. And in certain area, it clearly improved human life, right? So let's focus on what we should do to help our body to live in absolute vibrant state and to have clarity, to have that strength, the core strength that make us going through each day with hope. And with hope, with also positive, you know, realization that our body is incredible. Our body is incredible. It's an incredible machine that's going to adapt to the environmental challenges. Okay. So the first thing, we're going to talk about how to make sure our body temperature is good, right? Which is actually quite challenging for myself. I have Hashimoto hypothyroidism, and oftentimes my temperature is challenged when there's more environmental toxins. And I want to tell everyone, you know, I am going to invite Dr. Mark Starr, the book of Hypothyroid Type 2, the author of the book, and to talk about how hypothyroid is estimated to influence 80%, up to 80% of Americans. Body temperature is very important. Make sure you keep a warm body temperature. One of the important thing in anti-aging medicine is when we deal with people going through hormonal changes, you know, people pretty much after age 30, we start having hormonal decline, is we want to make sure our pituitary gland is able to release natural amount of human growth hormone. When we release natural amount of human growth hormone, our detox organs do not shrink as fast from the stress and toxic world. Our organs sometimes can come back to life to work better. For example, I used to have trouble sweating. I never sweat. One time I was playing tennis in, 95 degree weather. My face turned bright red, like a Chinese red lantern. And I was just so hot inside because I couldn't sweat. So again, when we have the organs are, sweat glands come back, thyroid gland work better, we clearly will detoxify much, much better. Now, another thing about detoxification is make sure you have a motivation, you have a good mind. One neurotransmitter I really respect is called dopamine. Dopamine control motivation, okay? Many people said, I'm going to do the detox. I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to go to the sauna every day. Without a healthy level of dopamine in most people's mind, people can have good intention and they never have the motivation to do it. So I support the motivation of the mind by giving people, a very, very well absorbed and delivered neurotransmitter group that is balanced and it can be delivered every single evening. So that's the first step. The second step, I recommend important ingredient called calcium D-glucarate. Calcium D-glucarate is one of the naturally produced molecule in people, by everyone, at age 3 weeks old. Now, if a baby is younger than 3 weeks, oftentimes they don't produce this molecule. But after everyone turns 3 weeks old, the liver starts to produce calcium D-glucarate. Calcium D-glucarate has so many biological functions. One of the critical steps is it has the ability to squeeze in between the toxins and also receptors of the hormones. Now, what are the toxins? Well, many of the toxins we call endocrine disruptors. And thank you so much for listening to this session of my talk. And for more information, please visit my website at www.drlumd.com. Thank you so much. Let's go to commercial break.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific. Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com. If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness. Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vibrant Life, Restore the Roots of Health with Dr. Shanhong Liu. To join the program discussion today, please call us at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Dr. Liu at drliumd.com. Now, back to Vibrant Life.
Thank you for coming back. I was interrupted at the cellular detoxification. And make sure we understand there's a molecule given in our body by our, made by ourselves called calcium D-glucarate or glucuric acid. Glucuric acid is produced after age 3 weeks old, glucuric acid has the ability to squeeze itself between endocrine disruptors and hormone receptors. Now, when we talk about how hormones are really important. You know, we all know the human growth hormone, it controls sense of well-being, control the sizes of organs and function of the organs. Estrogen is a molecule of love. Progesterone is a molecule of peace. Testosterone controls self-esteem. And thyroid control mental clarity. As you can see, these hormones need to communicate with their receptors. Unfortunately, in the modern life, the chemical pollution, many of the chemicals we call the endocrine disruptors, because they mimic your hormones. So when they mimic your hormone, they attach themselves to the receptors, and the combination, the connection between these two are sometimes very strong. So simply drinking water, going to the cleanse are often not enough to peel off these very stubborn toxins. So glucuric acid play a really important role because it has ability to squeeze itself between the toxins and the receptors and peel it off like a banana peel. You know, the banana peel gets peeled off. The second thing this very important molecule called the glucuronic acid has the ability to deactivate the recycling of toxins. People say, well, why our body recycle toxins? Well, you know, one of the things about our body that's incredibly interesting is we do not waste. We recycle hormones, we recycle everything. Now, beta-glucuronidase is the enzyme produced by the body, unfortunately, can go to the non-toxic compound, which was just peeled off by the glucurate, can go there and steal the glucurate away from the toxins. Now, what happened to the toxin? It gets recycled back to the cell. Now, this recycling not only happens in the liver, but also happens in the cellular level. It happens most commonly in the intestine, in the digestive tract. So we end up doing a lot of detox, but we got all the recycled toxins. Glucuronic acid has the ability to deactivate the recycling process, okay? So it's really important for us to supplement. Now, glucuronic acid can be naturally found in Brussels sprouts and grapefruits, in many, many of the vegetables. But it's in the, because glucuronic acid, you know, we require more milligram, you know, 500 milligrams to 3,000 milligrams are often required to detoxify a, you know, modern human being who are living in this toxic soup, is the requirement for the amount of food is really increases. So again, supplementation will be a very simple way to help your body, help your body's glucuronidation process to be more effective and with ease. And this incredible ingredient is very much missing in the daily detoxification protocol in many people I've seen. They're trying to do the detox themselves. So the number four step, we're going to come down to the fourth step, is when the toxins are coming out of the cells, when they are moving through the liver, they have to go through phase one, phase two, and phase three is in the gut. Okay, so the three phases all have to be supported. Unfortunately, most people don't know how to support the phase one, phase two, phase three. The liver does not detoxify. I always tell my patient, they don't detoxify the toxins or process the toxins with cheese, pizza, or ice cream. The liver is heavily dependent. Phase one, phase two, and the liver itself are absolutely relying on the nutrients. What are the nutrients? Vitamin A to Z, branched chain amino acid, glucuronidation, glutathione, sulfation, methylation, right? These things do not come from bread, pizza, ice cream, or, you know, meat. It comes from very high dense nutritional supplies, right? So it's really important to understand why people take multiple vitamins. Multiple vitamins, a good one, oftentimes will include all the elements in detoxification in the liver or more. Antioxidant, superfood are really important, especially the polyphenol family, you know, the purple colored fruit, berries, a little bit bitter, that taste is called anthocyanin and proanthocyanidins. These are the group of, nutrients that has so much capacity for antioxidant. Antioxidants are absolutely important, not only to process the chemicals, reduce oxidative stress, they are also very protective to the liver. Think about it. The liver is the largest single solid organ in the body. The sole function of the liver is process metabolic waste, toxins from outside and inside of your body, and oxidative chemicals. So it's really important for the liver is to be strongly supported. Then when the toxin coming out of the liver in the intestine, we need to make sure we take digestive enzymes, prebiotic, probiotic. We want to take a lot of fiber, make sure that the, you know, bowel movement is 2 to 3 times a day. again, 2 to 3 times bowel movement a day is not abnormal. It's actually what we should have. Every time we eat something, we should be able to process it, absorb the nutrients, and eliminate the waste. We should not have the food we ate a week ago and still in the stomach or in the colon. So it's really important to understand what is a normal bowel movement, 2 to 3 bowel movement a day. Now, many people have challenge in that area. And for those people, we really want to check on their thyroid, the food they choose to eat, are they low in digestive enzymes, probiotics, are their gut healthy, or they are aging? Do they have an aging gut, which is also very, very dangerous when somebody is trying to detoxify? So again, today we had a really exciting discussion about the chemical world. We also provided 4 points of importance in anyone who wants to go through detoxification and how to do it effectively. We need to support the brain, support the pituitary gland and our glandular system. We need to make sure the cellular detox with glucuronic acid is there to support cellular detox. We are there to, we provided importance of taking a good multiple vitamin. We provide the importance of superfood to support the liver and the brain. We also talk about the 3 channels of elimination focusing on digestive system. Digestive system is very, very important. Again, for all my listeners, if any of this sounds familiar, or if you know somebody who may be having challenges in detoxification, please call me at 530-926-1000. That's my office. Or email me to drlu@drlumd.com. You can also text me at 530-925-0565. And I am working with a team of professionals who are ready to help you answer some of the most concerning questions you may have. Again, this is Dr. Lu, Vibrant Life, restore the health, the root of health, and restore the failing healthcare system we have been all grieving on. Covering symptoms, managing sickness are no longer enough. We need to be more proactive. We need to take choices that's very, very effective in detoxification, also in helping our body to live in this under stress without being stressed. And thank you for listening to my talk today. And I hope to meet everyone next Wednesday from 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon at Voice America, www.voiceamerica.com. Again, my phone number is 530-926-1000. And I encourage everyone to take this opportunity to educate ourselves. Also, feel free to Google breastcancerfund.org, an incredible group of women and men who are, you know, looking at the environmental causes of breast cancer, not simply managing the consequence of environmental toxic challenge to the human body. Thank you so much for joining me on the call today. This is Dr. Shanhong Lu at drlumd.com, www.drlumd.com. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your willingness to be educated and explore the way to a vibrant life. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to Vibrant Life. Please join Dr. Shanhong Lu again next Wednesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. in the West on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Together, by becoming aware of all of the factors, we will bring better health into your life.